Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When we look around us, when we look at these terrible financial times we are living in right now, with another stimulus package on the horizon and more bailout plans, none of which seem to have any success, when we see the Gaza war still ongoing with many innocent people dying, when we hear about the Europeans who are now freezing to death because of a stupid war, economic war between the Ukraine and Russia, and when we look at all the other things which are going wrong in this world and in our country, the United States, the question is, where does it leave you and me in all of that? How should we respond? How should we live? What should we do? Now, my friends, if you are a true converted Christian, if you are what the Bible calls an ambassador for Jesus Christ, how do you live? What are your standards? How do you represent yourself? Thinking in terms of the most recent governmental elections, we heard a lot about people tearing each other down in the same party and then even insofar as the other party was concerned. And looking at that, have you been involved in these kind of politics, even by giving your vote to one of those candidates, knowing full well that promises were made which wouldn't be kept, knowing full well that the process was so terribly detrimental to what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us, don't judge, don't condemn your fellow man. The Bible tells us, let somebody else praise you and not your own lips. But what we saw here was condemnation of others. What we saw was self-aggrandizement. Jesus Christ said, if you want to be the greatest of all, then you become the servant of all. And so, as a true ambassador, you wouldn't have voted, because an ambassador is not even allowed to vote in this world. If you have an ambassador from Germany, let's say, he couldn't vote in the United States. And we are supposed to be ambassadors of a better government, a better kingdom, as it says, a heavenly kingdom. And as such, we are supposed to represent the standards and the values of that kingdom. And as such, we should understand that it is impossible for God to lie, and God wouldn't have anything to do with those who lie. And so we shouldn't likewise. As an ambassador, you couldn't fight in the wars of this world. You couldn't fight in a war of a country which you don't belong to, you're just stationed there. And we as ambassadors for Jesus Christ are not allowed, in accordance with the word of God, to fight in the wars of this world. We have just heard now again about a draft which is being proposed, a mandatory draft by some Democrat governor or councilman or senator or whatever. But you see, it doesn't matter whether it's mandatory or not. You, as a true ambassador of Christ, shouldn't fight in a war. Jesus Christ said, whoever takes a sword shall perish by it, all who do. Jesus Christ is a Prince of Peace. He's going to come down to bring peace to this earth. He says that he is going to scatter those who delight in war. He will destroy all the weapons of war. Under his government, under his rule, when he establishes the kingdom of God, people would not want to learn war anymore. These were all direct quotes from the Bible. So are these the kind of standards you are upholding? Or are you compromising? Are you saying, well, I can still fight in a war, or I can let my children play with war toys, shooting each other, pretending to do that? Are you still advocating wars with your mouth? Are you giving the right example as an ambassador? For instance, are you still smoking, even though you are a converted Christian, so you say? Well, if you smoke, what are you doing? You are putting poison in your body, because everybody who has still some brain left will tell you that smoking is detrimental to your health. You are supposed to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. So where's your love towards God? Where's your love towards yourself? And where's your love towards your fellow man? Because we all know that secondhand smoking is detrimental to the health of your neighbor. Is that the kind of example you are setting as an ambassador for Jesus Christ? What about fornicating? What about committing adultery? Adultery having to do with one married person, at least, having an affair, quote-unquote, with somebody who may or may not be married. Fornication talks about two unmarried people. Both are wrong. Are you still, as an ambassador for Jesus Christ, engaging in this kind of conduct? You're supposed to be the light of the world. You're supposed to be set on a hill so that people who are walking in darkness can see that light and get confidence and comfort from that light. Are you that kind of shining bright light showing the people how to live? If you do, Do you also at the same time violate God's standards? Are you the one Paul is talking about in the book of Romans saying, do you preach to others they shouldn't steal and you steal? Do you preach to others they shouldn't lie and you lie? And on the list goes. And then he says, because of you, the name of God is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles. That, my friend, shouldn't be the case. If you are a light of the world, Jesus Christ says, the people will look at you and they will praise God for what they see in you, because you are a true ambassador or representative of Jesus Christ. They wouldn't blaspheme God, they would praise him. It depends on how you live. It depends on what your standards are. The time will come when we will teach the people the way of truth. We will teach the people how to live and how not to live. At the same time, right now, we are still living in a world which is not ruled by God. This is the world of Satan. Now, many people don't even believe in Satan anymore today. But if there is no Satan, then who tempted Jesus Christ for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness? Who tempted and possessed Judas to betray Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ said in the New Testament that he saw Satan falling from heaven like lightning. Now, either Jesus Christ told us the truth or he lied. Now, if he lied, he is not your Savior, because he could not have committed a sin. And it is impossible for God to lie. And it says that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. So either you believe him or you don't. But if you do, then you have to understand that there is a Satan. And Satan is a god of this world, according to the Apostle Paul. He is a prince of the power of the air who is ruling right now in the sons of disobedience. And he said, and we all walked in his steps before we became converted, but now we are no longer supposed to be sons of disobedience. Right now we are supposed to become slave of righteousness, of living the right way of life. Righteousness is defined as keeping the commandments of God. And if we do, people can look at us and can see how we as ambassadors of Jesus Christ can show a better way of life. If we are sincere, if we are serious. My friends, if we continue sinning by violating the laws of God, and God is telling us how to live the right way of life, then we are not only harming ourselves and our relationship with God, we are also harming others who potentially could look at us as good examples, and they don't see this good example in us. If we are ashamed of Christ and his words, then Christ says he will be ashamed of us when he returns. Now, our words can also be our actions by not living the way we should live. My friends, times will get tough, and God says that he can offer us protection, but only if we do the things which are pleasing to him. And to keep his commandments, all of them, is pleasing to him. To do the things of this world is not pleasing to him, because it says the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes will pass away. And if we sow to the flesh, we will reap from the flesh, because God is mocked. So let's think about it, my friends, and let's think deeply about it and meditate about it. How do we live? Do we live by representing Jesus Christ and the Father and the better world to come? Or are we still walking the ways of this world, even though we have become converted, allegedly, still feel that we can live the way we've always lived? If that's our approach, my friends, we cannot trust and rely on God's protection, because God will not have anything to do with those who claim that they are his disciples, but they deny him by their works. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.